The Ramchal had explained that there is a whole other way which a person can affect a shinui hateva, a miraculous occurrence. Hashem placed many angels in charge of different aspects of the world. We have discussed that there are many hundreds of thousands of angels, perhaps millions, which are assigned to every level of the physical world. And they're overseen by greater angels, who are in turn overseen by greater angels, and so on, until the highest level, just before Hashem is reached. And these angels have prescribed jobs and missions, how to conduct the natural world, but they do have inherent power to do differently and to change how the natural world under their dominion should behave. Meaning to say, the angel in charge of water can have water flow naturally, downhill with gravity as it is meant to, but also possesses the ability to have water flow upward, surge, create a wall, as it did by the Yarden, or attack the Egyptians, as it did by Kriyas Yamsef, and so on. The water can, so to speak, take on a life of its own, as the angel who controls it deems. Hashem designed these angels in a way that they are bound to Hashem's name, and when the proper name of Hashem is mentioned, which is associated with the power entrusted to these angels, they'll be forced to perform as the person mentioning it has in mind, what his intent is. He can force them to give greater strength to the particular force in nature that he's trying to utilize or change his characteristic based on the way the name of Hashem is applied. This is the concept referred to in Midrashim and in Gemaras as Hashba'ah. Hashba'ah literally means swearing, but what it means is you're forcing the angel to do as the person desires through invoking the name of Hashem, which is, for an angel, the concept of making him swear they'll do a certain thing, and that controls them. And this is another method of changing the natural world and performing a miracle. Ramchal explains that this power to use Hashem's name can be done even without attaining great levels, even without being a tzaddik, without being a kaddish, without having a tremendous connection and devotion to Hashem. It's a chelik of the Bria, it's part of the Teva, it's part of the natural world. Calling out to Hashem, which is the other way he referred to earlier, how to change the world, that's highly dependent on the person's connection. You can't just daven and expect Hashem to change the world. It depends on a person's level. But this power to control the angels is inherent and part of the world. But, of course, it's wrong for a simple person to utilize the what he calls the Sharvita Shamalach, the scepter of the king. And that is what's meant by the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. A little difficult to understand, Mishnah. The Ishtamish Bitaga Chalof, which literally means someone who uses the crown of the king will be removed from the world. And he says that means this, that someone who utilizes Hashem's name in an inappropriate way will be punished, will die. Only the holy and devoted people who are connected to Hashem and only utilize these names of Hashem for the sake of creating a greater Kiddush Hashem are entitled to mention these names. And, you know, there's all these kinds of stories about tzaddikim saying Shem Hashem, and this happens and that happens, and that's this concept. But obviously one needs to understand that was very, very, very unusual, because any kind of usage which was not 1,000% justified caused the person using them to be punished. And anyone else who uses these names, although he might be successful doing so, will be punished. And regardless, it's important to understand that nothing can be done beyond what Hashem wants, and His will decrees whether the uses of these names have any effect at all. There is a Chazal, this term Chaz is mentioned, but the Chazal talk about during the Charban Beis HaMikdash, the Rishayim, who, though they're called Rishayim, but clearly they're people of very high level, they said, we're not worried because we know how to make the angels do what we want, and when the enemies come, we'll just fly up in the air. They'll do this hashbah of the angels, and Hashem changed the names of the angels, or He changed the names, in other words, the name of Hashem, which controls which angel, so they utilized the names of Hashem's and it had no success. The angel said, sorry, you know, you're not talking to me. So Hashem can change the rules of the Teva at will, and there's no such concept of overriding Hashem's will through utilizing these names of Hashem.